This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected any plans for Palestinian statehood in a post-war Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
Syrian and Iranian officials and media say an Israeli strike on the Syrian capital of Damascus has killed five Iranian advisors with the expeditionary Quds force belonging to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The Syrian army said the building is a tightly guarded neighborhood of Damascus and was entirely destroyed Saturday morning. It said the Israeli Air Force fired missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. A few hours later, an Israeli drone strike near the Lebanese southern port killed two people, according to the state national news agency. The day after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in century destroyed a seaside community on Maui, the barrage of 911 calls didn't stop. Reports of missing people, stranded family members, and confused tourists trapped without food or water